Hi, my name is Olivia King. My restoration journey began when my whole world turned upside down and came crashing down. My husband, my high school sweetheart, left me, our children, our family, and our home, which I did not know at the time, for another woman. When I first started my restoration journey, I became a stander. I was standing in the gap for my marriage to be restored, for my husband's salvation, and for this other woman to be gone completely. Unfortunately, I spent many years in this position of standing, being the victim, always fighting for my marriage in the spirit, always battling, and it became exhausting. I was becoming depleted, depressed, and I lost so much weight. Then I found RMI, and my life forever changed. Now I have a ministry, and soon after, God blessed me with my own restored marriage testimony to share. RMI and Encouraging Women brought life back into me again. There are no words to express the gratitude and salvation that I received after coming to this ministry. Life as I knew it was over. I was broken, depressed, barely hanging on to my faith, weak from the constant battle, skinnier than ever from this restoration diet, and just had no idea how to do life without my husband, who had become my God, my everything, and all that I lived for. I just had no life in my body anymore. RMI and Encouraging Women brought life back into my bones, and I was brought out of the grave, as it says in Ezekiel 37. I had hope and a future, like it declares in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God's ways are not my ways, and my thoughts are not his thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Through the guidance of this ministry, his word came to life. And it says, "But just as it is written in Scripture, things which the eye has not seen, and the ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, who obey him, and who gratefully recognize the benefits that he has bestowed." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. I could not fathom the things that he had for me until I came to this ministry. For he has come to rescue me. The Lord said, "I have in fact seen the affliction, suffering, and desolation of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, oppressors, for I know their pain and suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand, the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a land that is good and spacious, to a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty." Exodus 3, verses 7 and 8. I was broken, depressed, barely hanging on to my faith, weak from the constant battle, skinnier from this restoration diet, not knowing how to do life without my husband. I tried many times to let go of my husband, but I had always failed because I always took it back and tried to do it all in my own strength. After that fateful day of finding RMI, my life has been forever changed. It still took some pressing, squeezing, and refining by the fire. But my goodness, I am a new woman. I have finally let go of my husband, and that is when everything changed. I am joyful and full of life. I want, need, and desire, and live for my heavenly husband. With him, I have everything. My beloved became my rock, my redeemer, my protector, my advocate, my defender, my healer, my fortress, my lover, my shield, my everything, and I have never looked back. The most important principles were letting go, having a quiet and gentle spirit, winning without a word, and tithing. The turning point is when I felt I had hit rock bottom. But the truth is, I had not hit my rock bottom yet. My beloved had to wipe me of me until I wanted his will over my own. He had to press, squeeze, mold, and transform me even more. He had placed me on his potter's wheel. The tides turned when I committed to the resources and courses this ministry RMI offered, and I committed to tithe no matter what. I could feel myself starting to feel different. I was starting to see God's word come to life. I was starting to feel and recognize what these other brides were talking about. That was a desire of my heart for so long. My love was faithful to complete and fulfill what he started in me, and I have never looked back. It was what seemed like a slow and steady climb, but step by step, I had made it to my divine appointment. One day, I got down on my knees at the foot of my bed with my face planted on the ground. I cried, surrendering my will, my husband, my marriage, my children, and my finances to my heavenly husband. I no longer clung to it all. I finally let it go. From that moment on, it was like night and day. I had the peace that passes all understanding, and I was finally free. What my husband and this other woman did no longer bothered me. Nothing moved and affected me again. My heavenly husband had finally taken his rightful place as he always wanted, as first on my heart, and now everything else started falling into place. As I was walking through my journey, I realized that my testimony really has nothing to do with me. Yes, I was the one going through it, but my journey and testimony is for me to share and minister to others that may be going through something similar. My testimony is all for His glory, and through my testimony, He will direct and bring others to hear of His goodness to bring hope to the hopeless. I remember during my journey just searching for and looking for someone to relate to, someone that has gone through something like I have and where God stepped in and moved on their behalf. RMI did this for me. I was able to find and relate to many of the precious brides that journeyed through before me. I knew right then and there that I too wanted to be used as His vessel to reach other brides just for Him to get the glory. My heavenly husband is first in my life. After coming to RMI, my beloved showed me how I had put everything else before Him in my life. My earthly husband, children, home, finances, career, everything before Him. He was getting pushed back farther and farther on my heart. Because of this marriage crisis and my life turning upside down, through RMI and the resources of this ministry, I was introduced to a heavenly husband and love that I had never experienced before. I did not know God could or wanted to be so intimate with me. I had no idea there was more to life. My priorities were all out of order, and He was determined to show me, with Him in His rightful place as number one in my heart, everything will line up just as He intended it to be in the first place. I am no longer seeking restoration for my marriage. At first, this is all I wanted and was obsessed with. But after coming to RMI and discovering my heavenly husband, there is nothing that can compare to what I have found in Him. He has never left nor forsaken me. He has never lied to me. He has been the best provider, lover, defender, advocate, shield, and fortress. He is faithful to His word. He never sleeps, and He is always available for me to run to. There is nothing that compares to the love and the abundant life that He has given me since I found and made Him my heavenly husband. Everything from RMI, all of the resources, how God can and will restore your marriage, a wise woman, all of the courses, the Be Encouraged videos, the Daily Encourager, the partner page, signing up to become a prayer warrior and a minister and evangelist, joining Restoration Fellowship Church, the testimonies and everything else I may have missed is all resources that changed my life for the better. Dear gorgeous brides, I have been on both sides of the spectrum, from standing for my marriage to shifting and going on a journey. Standing had a good few patches, but the moment I stepped in and began my journey, everything changed. All the windows of heaven opened up. I have received more miracles and given more praise reports and testimonies on my journey these last few months than the years I spent standing. It is all because of the divine appointment my heavenly husband set up for me and through the truths and principles I learned through this ministry. This journey can be lonely at times, but that is truly a blessing in disguise because it causes you to become reliant and it draws you unto Him. It leaves you vulnerable so that He can come in and do what only He can do in you. When I started my stand, I only saw how this was all my husband's fault. But once I crossed over and started my journey, I realized that I was the one that tore my house down with my own hands. I was the root cause. I was contentious, self-righteous, prideful, stubborn, nagging, quarrelsome, and so much more for years. I realized I was blessed that my husband had stayed in our marriage and endured so much from me. I had to learn my role as a wife, mother, and woman in Christ, for I had no idea what that meant to be, according to God's word. Wow, I was far from what His truth was saying I was to be. Watch who you let speak into your life. Know His word, because if what they are saying does not line up with His word, then it is not the truth. Therefore, do not claim it nor receive it in your spirit. Your heavenly husband has so much more for you. He wants to show you the life that He created and intended for you to have all along. He has an abundant life for you if you are willing to let go and allow Him to change you. Come travel on this narrow road, for if He has done it for others, He will certainly do it for you. It is time to cross over that bridge and make it to the promised land. God bless you.